The great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. It's the city of God. It's one of the first created heaven in the realm above. Even though in that dream we find three heavens, but this city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, it's only the first created heaven. We've seen much in this city, reaching when we reach to see Satan the devil. He was known as Lucifer, and he was an anointed cherubim together with his fallen angels. Just as we explain the criteria we see him, the first criteria, we saw Satan, Satan the devil, who was Lucifer before, and who was an anointed cherubim, and his fallen angels in BC. Now we saw what happened in BC.
And
we began to see at the beginning of AD. That was the second part we were into and we are on. We see the second way we see Satan. At the beginning of AD,
Satan
the devil, together with his fallen angels, they were chased from heaven. And he gave authority to Jezebel.
So
it's many things which happened. Reaching this our second part of the second phase. Or the second way we see Satan.
If
we ask ourselves the question that what followed? What followed on Satan? The devil. His fallen angels, after being chased from heaven at the beginning of AD. We've seen two reasons. God explained when did AD began,
and
when did BC end, is BC ending.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So
and we looked at another aspect. Another sub-ending we saw. That Satan the devil, before he was imprisoned in the bottomless pits, the authority, his throne, and his power, gave them to Jezebel, the first fallen angel to fall and join on him. We've seen many things in that heading, or in that subheading. Praise Jesus so much. Right now we look at another subheading, that which followed on Satan and his fallen angels when they were chased from heaven. This time we see that angel Abaddon, this is another subheading. Angel Abaddon and his group of angels of chains, he captured Satan the devil, the angels chased from heaven, and they bound them in the bottomless pits, hell, the prison of God. Angel Abaddon, together with this group of angels of chains, they captured Satan, Satan the devil, together with the fallen angels, together with some of the fallen angels, and they bound them in the bottomless pit, hell, and it's the prison of God.
So
that's what we want to look onto as we move on to get explained in what followed. What followed on Satan and his fallen angels after being chased from heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. According to Isaiah 14, verses 9 to 15, and the promises of chasing Satan from heaven, it involved him being bound in the bottomless pit.
Isaiah esula ya kuminanya nulinyiruwa mwenida.
Isaiah 14 from verses 9.
Amagombe wansi kagugumuka. Amagombe wansi kagugumuka kuluru okusinka nangoja. Gagolokosa abafukuluruo. Abakulu bonna abensi. Gayimusiza bakabaka bonna abamawanga okuva ku ntebe zaabwe. Olwekkumi. Abo bonna abaliddamu ne bakugamba nti, era naawe ofuuse munafu nga ffe. Ofaananyizibbwa nga ffe. Kumi na lumu.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Obo nabiyo bubali bulaga.
That prophecy was showing.
Kusimina Isaiah 14:9.
According to Isaiah 14:9.
Nti yalino kusuliwe magomba.
That was meant to be cast in hell.
Magomba gubehuji okuta kama.
That hell is the bottomless pit.
Kumidari ya katono.
The prison of God.
Kiranga baamu gama nti gari gaguro kusheza baka baka bensimo nabi yali yali mbiye.
Told him hell had awoken all the kings of the world he had ever deceived.
Nebona abagwa wa magombe.
And all those who fell in hell.
Abagenda kwe uunya.
And they're going to be very surprised. But he too who deceived them.
Atena yenga asuridwa yungu njokuta kwa.
Been thrown in the bottomless pits.
Kato yungu njokuta kwa.
Let's move on with here.
Isaiah sura ya kumi na nya. Nuri njiro kumi na rumo.
Isaiah 14 verses 11.
Ekitiibwa kyo kisibwa emagombe, eddoboozi ly'ennangazo, envunyu zaaliriddwa wansiiwo, era envunyu zikubiseeko.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus.
Bamugamba nti ogenda kusibwa emagombe n'ebyo oyita ebitiibwa byo.
Going to be imprisoned in hell with what you call your honors.
Ebiringe ebivuga byo na kimu kyonna.
Your musical instruments and everything.
Oliokola be envunyu.
And you'll see the maggots.
Umanyiwa abalayika abakola mu magombe.
No, angels who work in hell.
Envunyu obutakoma.
Bottomless pit.
Kumeli ya Katonda.
The prison of God.
Malayika Abaddon.
Angel Abaddon.
Babera n'emikirene egy'emisota.
They have tails of the serpents.
Ejibirange vunyunga zikuyitamu zikuyitu
ulatia maggots passing through you surrounding you.
Seba mugamba nti hivyo nabi ya kumoba hako.
We told you all that is to happen on him.
Nasera wako mibwa mkuru.
In the moment is just from heaven.
Katu yungiri yu ulile.
Let's move on with here.
Isaiah sura ya kumi na nya. Nuri njiwa kumi na bili.
Isaiah 14 verses 12.
Ngoo gute okuva mkuru. Gulusifa. Emunye yeyencha. Omwana wencha. Ngo temedwa kutuka kutaka. Goya mega nga mawanga. Kuminasatu. Noyogera mutima gonti ndiri nyamu guru. Ndi guru misa entebe yangi. Okusinge entebeza katonda. Era nditula. Kulusozi olwechibina.
Yes, you was when you
praise Jesus so much.
Mukasera kebali no mutemera yo okuva muguru.
The devil was being cut out of heaven. And it's no more holding a press there. Like
we
heard in Revelation 12, verses 7, preaching fellow.
Yes, he was when
praise Jesus.
When
he just came from heaven and there never appeared his place. But remember, he deceived the angels. He deceived the kings of the world. He was going to sit in the throne of God. Now it supplies them much on that day. At the beginning of
Eddie.
After the death and resurrection of Jesus. He too in that time was put in the bottomless pit. As the promises of the prophecies spoke. Now it's so surprising. He who beat down the nations. He spoke great words in thee. He too he had been put in hell. Been put in the prison of God. Hell. Let's hear.
Isaiah esura ya kumi na nya nuru njiri. Na kumi na sata.
Isaiah 14 verse 13.
Noyogera mutima gonti ndiri nya muguru. Ndiguru misa entebe yango kusinga emunye nyeza katonda. Era nditu ulakulusozi urechivina. Kunjuye zenko meru ezogu chiko kwa kono. Kumi na nya. Ndiri nyo kusinge vile webikoma. Ndifana noyo aliwa gure nyo.
That's how he folks told him. When he was still Lucifer. And when he was an anointed Kelvin. But what surprises
more.
Even when they cast him just from being a Kelvin. And he became the dragon, the olden serpent. Which has the seven heads. And the ten horns. With the tail.
angel.
Moved on higher than the image appear like an angel. The image he had gotten of a car.
Made
with a hope, telling himself that he will ascend up above all the clouds.
He
will stand in the street of the Most High.
You
know, when you go above the heavens, that's where you find the Father at the beginning. Now he got thoughts he could never humble, neither to repent. But he thought saying, I'm going to ascend above all the clouds, reaching be like the Most High. That sits in the throne of the Father.
But
the prophecies moved on to speak what will happen on him after him being chased from heaven.
Then,
at the beginning of Eddie, how it was. Let's hear. Isaiah 14:14.
Na yoli siwe magombe, kunju yezenko meyero, ezo bunya.
Yes, he was with
me. Jesus so much.
Amoyo mutukufu ya furumi yoguna binaga.
The Holy Spirit released the prophecy, he said.
Jiwadebe unobi yoke.
Though you've spoken all that,
na yoli siwe magombe,
and you will be put in hell.
Atujaga udize chikambecho magombe.
I want you to hear that word hell.
Agame, oli siwe magombe.
And they say you'll be put in hell.
Kunju ezo bunyo kusemba yu.
In the pits, the uttermost pits of hell.
Because amagombe tegawo kwa nangakona bunyabu takoma.
Pits, hell, is not different from the bottomless pit. But hell is what keeps on stretching down. Bible speaks of it, it never gets satisfied. Never gets satisfied because it's the bottomless pit. Let's repeat this verse.
Isaiah 14:15. Abana akulabanga, bana akukeberanga, bana akulowoozanga, nga boogera nti ye wuuyo, nti ye wuuno eyakankanyanga ensi, eyanyeenyanga obwakabaka 17, eyazisanga ensi yonna, n'asula ebibuga byamu, ataatanga basibe be okudda ewaabwe.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo. Baamugamba nti olisibwa emagombe.
They told him you'll be put in hell.
Kunju y'ezobunya ezisembayo
wansi. Pits down there.
Just,
we told you, hell is deep indeed. It's wide, big, and it never gets satisfied. Now they put him at the uttermost bottom of it. Whoever gets punished because the first rings are up. Hell appears, sashula, yet it has levels in it. They throw you, you fall on the first level. If you stretch off, you fall to the second level,
till
like 10,000 levels deep in there.
Now
he is at the uttermost lower level. Remember, prophecies were told him. That's why
in
the part we've just seen about, when he knew he was meant to be imprisoned, he put him in the formless pit down there. He knew he would be imprisoned.
He gave
authority and the throne to Jezebel, just as we first heard yesterday.
Yes, he was when you
praised Jesus. But these Abaddon passed
and
they mocked him and they beat him, do everything to him.
And
their army working in the bottomless pit in
hell.
And they tell you it's you beat nations down. Then you deceive the kings of the world. What surprised is the day they threw him down there.
He
fell from the first level they saw him.
Those
of the first level, they left them to come and see him. They will awake to see
him.
There was a pause of being beaten in that moment. The punishment
is
first look at the one who deceived
him.
That's why the Bible says the air awakened. Everyone from the position of their torment. Yes, he was raised Jesus.
Although
they were from the first level, they were astonished.
But now
he said, my God, He did wrestle with them physically. But he didn't let anyone get back home. He overcame them. Right now, for Christ Jesus, we are more than conquerors. But we overcome who? We overcome Satan. After we shall be transfigured from this body, it will prove we have overcome death.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Jesus says, overcome death and hell.
Yes, Satan
beats you, wrestles you till you fall in hell. When you overcome him, you enter heaven. And he lets you free. That's where we thank the Lord Jesus. You came to proclaim the year of our setting free.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus. But the situation,
which
was in a moment when he's being cast from hell,
everyone
who will come and see,
go.
They are pushing him, dragging
him.
Go and see the one who deceived you. Satan was on the world deceiving. That hell you will urinate to eat.
He
said, they told him, you urinate to eat.
What
shall you urinate to hell? What was here? At the beginning of
Eddie,
all these words came upon him.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Most people say, it wasn't like that in the beginning. But according to what happened, when Jesus was still on the world,
moved on
to prove Satan had already been condemned. The throne of in hell was already condemned for that.
According
to what it tells us in John 16. John chapter 14, verse 13.
Sikyayogera nnyo nate nammwe, kubanga afuga ensi ajja, naye tandiiko kigambo. Naye ensi etegeere nga njagala Kitange. Era Kitange bwe yandagira bwe ntyo bwe nkola mugolokoke tuve wano.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus.
Engeri gy'atunyonnyoddemu agambye.
The way he's explained, he said,
mu kiseera Mukama waffe Yesu bwe yali ali ku nsi
kuno, the time when Jesus was on the world,
yagamba nti Satani balina okumugoba mu ggulu.
They had to chase Satan from heaven.
Era n'agamba.
And he said,
nti tuddire mu kolonyo lwa 13.
Yokaana essula ya 14 olunyi lwa 3.
John 14 verse 30.
Si kyayogera nnyo nate nammwe, kubanga afuga ensi ajja, naye tandiiko kigambo.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. What we looked much initially, when Jesus was on the world, he proved Satan was meant to be chased from heaven. And he said, he's coming. And he has no word upon me.
John 12,
verse 13.
Yes, n'addamu n'agamba nti, eddoboozi lino terizze ku bwange naye ku bwammwe. Kakano ensi eno esaliddwa omusango. Kakano omukulu w'ensi eno anaagoberwa ebweru.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
So, if you say it,
now in that time, when Jesus was still on this world, he moved on shore, but Satan was meant to be chased. Chased him from the kingdom of heaven. Even the case of his condemnation had already been carried out.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. It was meant to be chased from the kingdom of heaven and throw him in the bottomless pit.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise and Jesus. But you can determine those seasons. Many times when the problem has been, it's been here. Understanding those seasons. When Satan was chased from heaven. Chased him from heaven, what followed?
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus. Look, the prophecy had said, if they chase him from heaven,
it's
meant to be cast in the bottomless pit, the prison of God, hell.
Yes, he was with
you.
So we walk with Yokana
John 14:30-31. Jesus was on the world.
Again, a man supulaganti. Omubisi tana inokuiva mukuru.
Who don't understand to show them was to be chased from heaven.
Ati wajamu Yokana kumina bili asatu nasatu muem.
John 12:30-31.
Na again, a man supulagira geira.
Who don't to show us still.
Di yarino kukubebo ewe.
Was meant to be chased out.
Era no misango guari kumazo kusangwa.
He had already been condemned.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus. Amen.
So,
now, in all God's
word,
this is still the prophecy in Ezekiel.
Ezekiel 28.
It had to move on to be fulfilled. Ezekiel 28. Verses 1 to 10. They had to bring upon him foreigners. Those who come from the far country. These foreigners. These are angels walking in the bottomless pit. Hell. The prison of God. Let's hear.
Ezekiel 28.
Ezekiel 28 from verse 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijira nate nga kyogera nti, omwana w'omuntu, gamba omulangira we Ttuulo nti, bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda, nti kubanga omutima gwo gugulumizibwa, n'oyogera nti nze Katonda, ntudde ku ntebe ya Katonda, wakati mu nnyanja. Era naye oli muntu buntu so si Katonda.
Yes, he was with
you.
Kaba twasusse okubira mu Isaiah 14.
Isaiah 14, starting from verse 9 and 17, that Lucifer the devil, the olden serpent, told himself he is God,
and
just a mere creation which was created by God. That's why he told him, you are not God, you are just a man. And he moved on to tell him,
God,
plant your heart to be like God.
He
said, you are wiser than Daniel. That's why he moved on to speak upon him these words. Isaiah 28, verses 2.
Laba. Olina amagezi okusinga Danieli, tewali kyama kye bayinza okukweka. Olwokuna, weefunira obugagga olw'amagezi go n'okutegeera kwo, n'ofuna ezaabu n'effeeza mu by'obugagga byo. Olwokutaano, oyongedde obugagga bwo olw'amagezi go amangi n'olw'okusuubula kwo, n'omutima gwo gugulumizibwa olw'obugagga bwo. Mukaaga, Mukama Katonda kyava ayogera bw'ati nti, kubanga osimbye omutima gwo ng'omutima gwa Katonda. Musanvu, laba kyendiva nkuleetako bannaggwanga ab'entiisa ab'omu mawanga. Kale balisobola ebitala byabwe okulwanyisa obulungi bw'amagezi go, era balyonoona okumasamasaako. Munaana, balikussa mu bunnya, era olifa ng'abo bwe bafa abattirwa mu mutima gw'ennyanja.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
God the
Father spoke these
words
and he told Satan,
Satan
the devil, he was Lucifer,
and
the one was an anointed cherubim, right now is the olden serpent. And he told him, maintain your heart like of God,
but
I will bring upon you foreigners. They will stretch their swords and they put you in the pits.
Yes, yes, we
praise Jesus. What we look, these are prophecies pushing him in the bottomless pit. In the time they will throw him from heaven. And he no more holds the place there.
They've
thrown him on the wall. He had not to spend a long time here. The time was very short.
The
foreigners to come from the far country in the bottomless pit to come to imprison him, to take him in the bottomless pit.
This
what is peace of the foreigners, those they have called the foreigners to put him in the bottomless pit of the armies of angels working in the bottomless pit. According to Isaiah
13,
he spoke this on them.
Isaiah
13 from verse 1.
Omugugu gwa Babuloni, Isaiah mutabani wa Amozi gwe yalaba olw'okubiri. Muwanike bendera ku lusozi olw'ebweru. Mubayimusize eddoboozi. Muwenye n'omukono. Bayingire mu miryango eky'abakungu. Ndagidde abawonge bange. Weewaawo mpisa abasajja bange ab'amaanyi olw'obusungu bwange. Abange abenyumiriza n'amalala. Olwokuna. Oluyogaano lw'ekibiina ku nsozi ng'olw'eggwanga eddene. Oluyogaano olw'okuleekaana okw'abakabaka obw'amawanga nga bakuŋŋaanye. Mukama w'eggye akuŋŋaanyiza eggye olw'olutalo.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much.
Mukaseera kano,
in this time,
bamalayika bano eno abayitiddwa bannaggwanga,
angels who have been called the alien, the foreigners, the army of God,
abenyumiriza mulimu Katonda gwe yabawa,
the work job God gave them,
yabakuŋŋaanya olw'olutalo,
gathered them for war,
lwakunoonya sitaani ne bamalayika baabwe
okwengula, for Satan and his fallen angels in the space,
mu bwakabaka obw'omunye,
in the kingdom of the stars,
okusobola okubasiba mubunye obutaka,
therefore imprison them in the bottomless pits.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
So,
now in that time,
the
armies of angels of angel Abaddon, the angels of the chain, those from the bottomless pits,
gathered
to look for Satan and his fallen angels.
Even though
there are reasons which shall be explained ahead, why all the fallen angels are not in prison? One of the subheads which is going to be next to this.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. In this time, these foreigners, those they are called foreigners, those who come from the far country,
the
group of the angels Abaddon,
God
mastered them from the bottomless pit. Got that foreign angels first to seek the devil,
bind
them in the bottomless pit. Let's hear Isaiah 13. Isaiah 13 verses 4.
Oliyogaano lw'ekibiina ku nsozi ng'olw'eggwanga eddene. Oliyogaano lw'okuleekaana obw'obwakabaka obw'amawanga nga bakuŋŋaanye. Mukama ow'eggye akuŋŋaanyiza eggye olw'olutalo. Olw'okutaano, baba mu nsi eyeewala ku nkomero ey'eggulu. Mukama n'ebyokulwanyisa ebyokunyiiga kwe okuzisa ensi yonna. Mukaaga, muwowoggane kubanga olunaku lwa Mukama luli kumpi, lulijja ng'okuzikirira okuva eri omuyinza w'ebintu byonna. Musanvu, emikono gyonna kye giriva giddirira na buli mutima gw'omuntu gulisanduka.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Bannaggwanga bano tubasuubira ku lunaku luli olw'Mukama waffe.
Foreigners, we expect them on the great day of the Lord.
Naye ku luno baava.
But this time they came.
Nga bazze mu nsonga yali ddiirwe
mu yokka. And they came on one specific mission.
Kunoonya sitaani.
Tubalugobye mu nkulu. For Satan, they have chased from heaven.
n'ekitundutundu ky'abamalayika abaagwa.
In the portion of the fallen angels.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus so much.
Naye nga baali bava ku nkomerero z'eggulu, ku mbiri ez'enkomerero z'eggulu.
At the uttermost end of the heaven.
Tuba tuwogera ku bunnya obutakoma.
Speak of the bottomless pits.
Tujjukira.
We remember.
Tuba tuba tunnyonnyola mu kubikuli b'essuula ey'omwenda.
Explain the Revelations 9.
Obunnya obwo bwe buggulwawo obutakoma.
Those bottomless pits are the ones opened.
Obuli ku njuyi z'eggulu eno.
Which are at the uttermost end of the heavens.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus so much.
Atusomeko mu kubikuli b'essuula ey'omwenda.
Let's read in the Revelations 9.
Noro giri orisoka.
And verses 1.
Kubikulisula ya mwenda noro giri soka.
Revelations 9, verses 1.
Malaika wakutano na afuwa. Nena bemunye nyege vamuguru negwa kumusi. Na wewe chisumza chobunya obuta koma. Roku vili. Na sumulo obunya obuta koma. Nomu kaneguva mugunya. Nomu kaneguva mugunya. Negulinya ngo muko buwe nkomye nene. Neji wanebanga nebiziki zivuwa uomuka ugomugunya. Rukusatu. Nemumuka nemuva enzige kuhunsi. Neziwebu wa buhinza. Nge njabe zobu sagwa. Ezo mwunsi wezini no buhinza.
Yes, you have a
joy. Praise Jesus so much.
Iti mara ikono wabu nyo wuta kwa.
The age of the bottomless pit.
Wanga watu sobe mkubikuri wa mwendo nyo lisoka.
Read Revelations 9:1.
Atu gami nge mwunye nge neva mkubu.
Told us the star came from heaven.
He
was given
the
key of the bottomless pit.
This
one we speak of angel Abaddon.
The
angel of the bottomless
pit.
According to Revelations 20, verse 1 they tell
us, this
is not a usual star,
but we
speak of an angel.
Let's
read there in Revelations. Revelations 20 verse 1.
Nenda bamalaika ngaka okuva mu ggulu ngaline ekisumuzo ky'obunya obutakoma n'olujegero olunene mu mukono gwe.
Yes, ye bazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Okusira ku bikulirwa abiri.
According to Revelations 20.
Onyo lisoka.
Verse 1.
Bojikwasaganye ku bikulirwa mwenda.
When you connect it with Revelations 9.
N'olunyo lisoka n'olokubi.
Verses 1 and 2.
Okusira batugambi.
According how they told us.
Kubikurira mwendeka.
Revelations 9 says.
Nenda bimunyenye.
I saw the star.
Ngiva mukuru.
Coming from heaven.
Na we what ekisumuzo chobunyo
kutaka. He was given the key of the bottomless pit.
Ate kubikurirwa abiri.
Revelations 20.
Olunyo lisoka.
From verses 1.
Dule rugamba.
And it tells us.
Nenda bamalaika.
And I saw an angel.
Obunyo butakoma.
Of the bottomless pit.
Abusibwo kuva mukuru.
It flies from heaven.
Na we what ekisumuzo chobunyo kutaka.
He was given the key of the bottomless pit.
Na rina n'olujegero.
And he has a big chain.
In fact,
now you can connect to this.
That
is not a usual star coming from heaven. It's given the key of the bottomless pit. But it's the age of the bottomless pit. According to Revelations 9,
the
Bible shows opened, there is an army of angels who came out. Those who are in the midst called whom they have called the locusts.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus.
Tuchimanyi ndi kunaku lwamukama.
No, well, on the day of the Lord.
Kama Yesu wagenda okudda.
When Jesus is going to come back.
Obunya buno bujja kusumululwa.
The bottomless pit will be opened.
Na ye bwasumululwa ko okumukaseera.
Ever been opened in that era.
Standing abagenda okumukwata okumusiba.
Satan was going to be captured to be imprisoned.
Wamule bamalayika abaavu.
Together with the fallen angels.
Wali okafutuka jirini lyava obunya obutakoma.
Out of hell came this army.
Kuntandi kwa ya Eddie.
At the beginning of Eddie.
Watandiko kunonya sitani na mkuba maraika baba.
They began to look for Satan and some of his fallen angels.
Wagena masu mwukumanga baba siwa mbunyo wuta kumamu.
And mwukumanga imprisoned them in the bottomless pit.
So we took them kubikulive sikulene yomu.
When we get back to Revelations 9.
Kwa garokura bakujiri ni ingeri jiri hafa yoko mkasera.
We want to see of this army how it came out in that time.
Jiri hawa maraika hawe njegiri.
The armies of the angels of the chain.
Wangu wuna tuwe butu wali urazi.
That's how the prophecies had proclaimed.
Kusinina mwezekeri abidi mwonana.
Ezekiel 28.
That
will bring upon him foreigners. And
they
will strike their swords upon him. And they will put him within the pit.
So
when he get back to Revelations 9, they explain telling us this. Revelations
9
verses 1.
Nenda bemunye nyege vamuguru negwa kunsi. Nawe bwo kisubiza ky'obunya obutakoma.
Ngwe tuwogera ku munyenyenge eva mu
ggulu. We speak of the star from heaven.
Negwa ku nsi.
It falls on the earth.
Nawe bwo kisubiza ky'obunya obutakoma.
Given the key of the bottomless pit.
Tutegeera nti ye malayika ow'obunya obutakoma.
Understand is the angel of the bottomless pit.
Malayika Abaddon.
Angel Abaddon.
Nako bikulibwa abiri bwetu nyo.
Like Revelation 20 as explained
above. Olunyo olusooka.
Verses 1.
Nabikulwa atuulire olunyo olw'okubiri.
Kubikulwa essula ya mwenda olunyo olw'okubiri.
Revelation 9 verses 2.
Nasumulo obunya obutakoma n'omuka neguva mu bunya negulinyanga omuka ogwekomye nnene n'enkyuba n'ebbanga nebizikizibwa olw'omuka ogw'omu bunya olwokusatu ne mu mukka ne muva enzige ku nsi ne ziweebwa obuyinza ng'enjaba ez'obusagwa ez'omu nsi bwe zirina obuyinza.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
But
they have called locusts from the bottomless pit. These are not usual locusts. These are the angels Abaddon. Those who have
hands
with drills which cut.
Like
we see how locusts appear. Briefly explain you of the army which came out in that time, which came from the bottomless pit, the angels of the chain. What shows you these are not usual locusts? When you read verse 7 in Revelation 9,
the
beginning of the appearance of these, they are called locusts. Revelation 9 verse 7.
N'ebifaananyi by'enzige byafaanana ng'embalaasi ezitegekeddwa olutalo.
Embalaasi enzige ezitula ku mbalaasi.
Have you ever seen locusts sitting on horses? It is very hard and impossible.
So,
now the language they use, the army of the angels in the bottomless pit, they
are
prepared that their hands and their legs, they have drills which cut like you see thorns which are on the locusts. They are drills on their feet, on their hands.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
When they
tell you locusts appear to sit on the horse.
Have
you ever seen a locust sit on the horse?
Revelation 9:7. N'ebifaananyi by'enzige byafaanana ng'embalaasi ezitegekeddwa olutalo. Ne ku mitwe gyazo ng'engule ezifaanana nga zaabu. N'amaaso gaazo ng'amaaso g'abantu.
Kakati gwalula by'enzige ezirina feesi z'abantu.
Have you ever seen locusts with human face?
Nga zitaddeko n'engule
bwizi. And they're putting crowns on them.
Nga naye batudde mashini ezisala ku mikono
kwonna. They're drilling machines on their hands.
Ku bigere
n'on their legs.
They
are clothed on the blessed helmet. Angels of the bottomless pit. Those called in the mystery of locusts. On that day when Satan was chased from heaven, they came out to look for him. Together with the portion of the fallen angels. And they imprisoned them in the bottomless pit. Praise Jesus so much. The plain of the appearance of the angels from the bottomless pit. Revelation
9
verses
8. Have you
ever seen such a locust in that appearance? And they have a head like of a human being? And the head is fallen backwards like of a woman.
And
they're like the fangs of a lion.
First,
look at him and he's very harsh. Those are the ones working in hell. In the bottomless pit. The prison of God. They came here hunted for seven very badly. And they ran quick to the Atlantic Ocean.
And the
Bermuda Triangle.
To
transfer his power to Jezebel.
But
they haunted him till they captured him. didn't want to be captured with his power and authority. He had to transfer it to Jezebel to govern his
wife.
But in that time, when they handed him the space, they didn't capture him alone.
They
captured fallen angels. When they captured Lucifer,
and they
started 3.3 trillion of the fallen angels, and they had captured 60 trillion when they reached on the real Satan himself.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amen.
But that when they put in the bonus space, and the one who leads them, he has a key. According to verse 9, tell us this, the angel in charge of those in the bottomless pits, hell, the prison of God. Let's read verse
9.
Revelation 9 verse 9. They ran from the bottomless pits, and they had less pricks like of fire. Have you ever seen those locusts putting on bless plates? Go there and look at Abaddon. Look how they appear. They put less press of fire in their chest. They have wings. They mounted Satan and his fallen angels in the space. Spiritual wars are interesting. Those on the world usually know that they are happening. That's why the Holy Spirit explains
in
Ephesians 6, verses 12.
Let's
not with flesh and blood, but with principalities. The spiritual forces of wickedness reigns in the darkness of the world. Fought with
terror,
yet on the world these wars were not known. That's why it tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verses 4, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty to demolish strongholds. In
their
time, fallen angels hit in the clefts, the principalities spoken of in Obadiah, which are in the stars on the other planets, spoken of in Obadiah chapter 1, verses 1 to 4. But they strike them, and they open the clefts, they look for them in there. They show up, but God will haunt them, and they terrify everywhere. And they look for those demons, the fallen angels, the horns of the nations, those which cut at church. That battle was very serious.
An
angel led this war in that time. Let's read verse 10. Revelation 9, verse 10.
Erasirina emichira ejifanana ng'enjaba ez'obusagwa n'emimwa ne mu mikira gyazo mulimu obuyinza bwazo okulumira abantu emyezi etaano.
They have a tail, their horses. They are having their horse, yet its head is of a lion.
Sometimes
Paul, where they eat, in the clefts, he will position his tail there. This is one of the scorpions, and throws it on the fallen angel.
So what
was in haunting the fallen angels in the space?
Yes,
we never knew how they happened. If there was no journey of heaven,
you cannot
even imagine it.
It is
hard to comprehend it, how it happened.
kyatambula kitya?
How did it?
Bwe baali bamusiba biki ebyali?
When they captured him, what happened?
Sebo nalaba mu lugendo olwo nga sikoso akunda
olwogesumintiriza. In that journey you cannot meditate and comprehend this.
Nalaba mu lugendo olwo.
I saw in the journey of heaven.
Na sebo kusoba akumala gafumintiriza mu kino kyekyali.
Just imagine this is what happened.
Awo ne bamukwata.
And they captured him.
Tusoba
you cannot think of that.
Yes, he was
raised.
Jesus.
But in the scriptures, they are there. But it takes you to join
the
different scriptures. Be able to bring out
the many
exact things which happened.
Yes, he was
raised. Jesus so much.
So,
now they tell us of their king.
You
led in the war, and the one who lived when Jesus will come back.
Revelation
9:11.
Here they have brought him as an angel.
Means
all these have been angels of the bottomless pit.
Well,
these not locusts as we've gotten explained.
We've seen
they have a human face, long hair indeed, the hair like of women. And the face of the human being. The
tooth
are of the lion. Because they must be fearful. Because of the place of hell they
were.
The bottomless pit. The prison of God. They have hands. They have like the hands of the locusts. Like you see them, that they are cutting drills upon them.
But on the
chest, there is the blessed plate of fire. The one who leads them. Let's repeat Revelation 9:11.
Revelation 9:11. Abadoni. Nemulionani aline linya Apolloni.
Yes, he was
praised so much.
So Satan is here.
Satan is the one who is not the one who is in charge of hell. Never leaves hell.
Now,
the bottomless pit is the hell, and it's the prison of God.
So
he's never been in charge of
him.
The one who lives in the bottomless pit is called Abaddon,
angel
of the bottomless pit.
It's
the one who spearheaded the campaign of imprisoning Satan and his fallen angels.
So
there has been much falsehood on the world.
Most people say
that Satan is the leader in hell, bottomless pit.
Jezebel
has deceived the world. On the other day, they captured
Satan,
some fallen angels. Falsehood to show that no,
he's
the devil in charge of hell.
This
is the deception of the world. Speak of the facts of the true things which happened.
The return
of heaven moved through the Bible
from
2005
to 2011.
In the different series of the visions, the dreams, the trance, the azota, urim, and the thummim. The spiritual transport.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The armies of angels working the bottomless pit. Those who came out on that day to hunt. You know that they enjoyed it much. Just as it's going to be interesting when Jesus comes back. All this number did come out that day. Some of them had remained in hell to torment those there. Those they throw in there, the one they capture to beats. And even those who had fallen there a long time, right from the human being. You see the problem it was. That beats began to fall in hell right from the era of Adam. Yet what surprises? Those who make them commit sins. Satan had fallen
there.
None of them had ever fallen there by then. God did
that.
Them not to fall there in the era of BC.
When
Jesus was going to go right there.
But
we know the 3 days. These days they buried his body in a grave. He picked them in hell.
And
he preached to the spirits there. Now he did
well.
He told them when Jesus had left there that they don't get saved at all.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So naenge namba yawamwe yaba malaika abakola kunyo butako.
Total number of angels working in the bottomless pit.
Mugeena
in hell.
Wavayo kunambe no kwavayo namba kitundu kyayo.
On this number a half of it came out.
Okunonya stand ba malaika babangu.
For Satan and his fallen angels.
Kubikulirwa mwenda 16.
Revelations 9:16.
Kubikulirwa mwenda no linyira 16.
Revelations 9:16.
No mwenda gweje eliyame bagale mbalasi obukumi kakumi emirundi ebiri nebulira omwendo gwabwe
enamba yejeri yaba malaika abo
the number of the army of these angels
abakora mponyo obutakoma
of walking the bottomless pit
biliyoni ebikumi bibiri
200 billion
tebavayo bonna
all of them did come out
aha
no
wavayo biliyoni kikumi zokka
there came out 100 billion
what,
which came to haunt for Satan and his fallen angels. And
they
captured 16 trillions.
Men
are mighty. Those working in the bottom of the
earth.
Imagine you're just 100 billion. And you capture 16 trillions. That's why when he told us in Isaiah,
his
mighty men whom he delights in. Like one can capture a 10,000. He just throws and comes for more.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. But they told us some of the weapons they have. Enable them to capture Satan and his fallen angels.
In
some of those they use in the bottomless pit. In hell. In prison of God.
Which
is found in the kingdom of the stars. Revelations 9 verse
17. Ng'ekyomuliro, n'ebya kazigizigi, n'ebya kibiriiti, n'emitwe gy'embalaasi, ng'emitwe gy'empologoma.
Kakati ekizibu ekyaliwo.
Now the problem which is,
balina embalaasi zaabwe.
They have their horses.
Zirina omukira gwa njaba.
They have a tail of a scorpion.
Ene mabege.
Behind it.
Kakati ate omutwe gwo.
And the head
gwa mpologoma.
Is of a lion.
Guwaluwa omuliro.
It blows fire.
They
had less plates of fire. Out of them come lightnings and thunders.
So
that time those who were in the space.
It
didn't even take 10 years.
It
was a short period.
After
the death and resurrection of Jesus.
It
didn't take a very long time. There were thunderings in the space.
People
thought the rocks are striking each other in the space. And the battles had been waged.
Other
shooting stars are the ones passing in the space. Yet the battle is moving on in the spiritual world. Now these their horses. Horses which have these are those who blow the fire in hell. When fallen
angels
had hid the cleft in there in the kingdom of the stars and on the other planet and it gets out, it blows fire in the cleft. And the fallen angels get out of the clefts. The battle is very this serious. It will resume on the day of the Lord Jesus. When he's going to come back his second time.
Let
me try to bring you understanding. What form of these armies?
Who are
able to capture Satan and a portion of the fallen angels.
To
put them in the bottomless pits. Revelations 9:17.
N'abali bazituddeko nga bambadde eby'omukifuba ng'ebyomuliro n'ebyakazigizigi n'ebyakibiriiti n'emitwe gy'embalaasi ng'emitwe gy'empologoma n'embumwa bwazo ne muva omuliro ng'omukka n'ekibiriiti. 18. Mwibonyeebonye ebyo byonsatule kwe kugamba nti omuliro n'omukka n'ekibiriiti ebyava mbumwa bwazo ne mufiira ekitundu ekyokusatu eky'abantu. 19.
Doza olimi olukozeseddwa ekitundu ekyokusatu.
I think the language used the apart.
Osooka okwata ekitundu ekyokusatu ky'amalayika abaagwe
waggulu. A part of angels just from heaven.
Oddemu okidividingemu.
And divide it.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Ojasobola ofuna ennamba eyo.
You'll get that number.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Ennamba y'abamalayika abaakwatibwa ku lunaku.
Number of angels they captured that day.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
So mu kigambo ekyo.
Now in that word.
Ayongera n'atunyonnyola.
Moves on to explain us.
Kungeri n'ekifaananyi ky'abamalayika bano abakulamba nnyo obutaka.
The way the appearance of the angels working in the pits of hell.
Kubikula essula ya mwendo lugero 19.
Revelations 9 verse 19.
Kubanga obuyinza bw'embalaasi buli mu kamwa kaazo n'emikira gyazo kubanga mikira gyazo gifaanana ng'emisota era girina emitwe era gye girumisa.
Owulidde bulungi, embalaasi ze ziwandula omuliro. Ziyina omutwe gwa mpologoma. Omuliro gwa
Gehenna
si gwa nnyanja ya muliro.
Not of the lake of fire.
Wetunaba tuse masekati ge kibuga kino.
Look, when you reach the central of this city.
Tujja kulaba ku kyoto kya Mukama
ekyazaawo. You shall see of the golden altar of God.
Nyanja y'omuliro w'etandikira.
Where the lake of fire begins.
Naye ng'ekiriwo kiriwo ekyo.
But what is this?
Nti omuliro gwa Gehenna.
That the fire of hell.
Gukoleba bamalayika bakola mbonyi obutakomala
bwenyini. Of angels who walk in the bottomless pit.
Bamalayika ba Gehenna bennyini.
Angels of hell.
Baguwandula kuva mu mbalaasi
zaabwe. Blow the fire from their horses.
Ezirina emitwe ng'egy'empologoma.
Which hold heads like of a lion.
Era bakuteekawo ne bakutonderawo ennyanja
y'omuliro. Put you there and they create a lake of fire in a time.
Wadulako.
They blow
fire.
They have snake serpents behind them.
Jirina n'emitwe.
They even have heads.
Manyo musota gumunga kufunga.
No one serpent coming out.
Neguja y'emitwe
isatu. And it brings out three heads.
Negutandika
okukuboja. And begins to beat you.
Ebitondo by'ekyama eyali mu bwenzi.
Private parts you were is morality.
Okufumita.
It stretches from you.
Okufumita
and it comes from your mouth out.
Amatwa gawu yebyungu agwalika
kuba we used to hear that evil things
ne muva mwen none ne
ziba lock them out
bakubeli so
they blow your eye and it pours
to kando telifa
yet never does
ne kufutukira mwen
and it comes out from the air
ahinga bayi kaba malaika abagwa
obwengula but for the fallen ages in space
abako zisaidi ko mabiye
bimu be used the same actions
umanyo kubanga we kwesha mu kiwu
not to hidden in a cleft
na sindiko mtu
descends a serpent and it comes through
whatever kujya na mtu wewe
ulipo come with it you
we question
you are you hiding get out
kubo jano futuka ye mitsinde
je wewe is front from there
ne kukuzinga ko
and it surrounds you
ne kukushiba
and it kukushiba it ties you
bali na ne kukusibisa bingi
they had many things to tie
babira ne njegere
they had chains
babira ne no mchira jenja
ba have the tail of the scorpion
najo jisiba
they to the tie
babira ne misota najo jisiba
have snakes to his tie
ani ama nyomo sota ba kusiba
who knows how a snake can tie you up
guko iba no
can tie squeeze the tar of you
katebiri za munga asibise njegere
imagine he ties using the chains
misota yaje omisota jinesa tu
the three serpents
omchira gwenja ba
the tail of the scorpion
kugama ngabyo nabisiba
the all tie
natwara makanyuga yimbonya
throws in the peace
basho mikire bamalaika wabagwe
got that the armies of the fallen angels
aka kurushifa
until they reached Lucifer
satani omulimba wezizo
satan the devil
ninga bapi putide mu kubikurira suri yomweda
told us Revelation 9
orunyiri olwe 10 no rumu
verse 11
tiono yekabaka wababa kulira malaika abadon
is their king who leads them angel abadon
era yekenyini yekwatira satan
himself the one who captured satan
atudemu ko kulunyiri olwe 10 no rumu
let's repeat verse 11
kubikura esura ya mwenda no rinyiri 10 no rumu
Revelation 9 verse 11
zirina kabaka wazo malaika wobunyo utakoma erinya mrebulania abadoni Nemulionani alinerinya Apolloni.
Yes, he was with
you. Praise Jesus so much.
Amalaika bana bakora ngonyo
butako. Angels walk in the pits of hell.
Bali nakabaka wabo.
They have their king. They have their king.
Erinya lye tufu.
His rightful name.
Amalaika Abaddon.
Angel Abaddon.
Oba Apollyon.
Or Apollyon.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
So, oh no, see, yes, Satan.
No, this is not the devil.
Well,
if he was the devil,
he
wouldn't have bound Satan
himself.
Now it was like this.
But he
told us Revelation
9:11
that they have a king over them, angel of the bottomless pits. The angel who leads hell, the prison of God. His name is Abaddon. It's the reason why Revelation
20
verses 1. This one is the one who captured Satan. Revelation from verse 1 and 2. Revelation 20 from verse
1. Malayika nga ka okuva mu ggulu nga alina ekisumizo kyo ky'obunnya obutakoma n'olujegera olunene mu mukono gwe olwokubiri n'akwata ogusota omusota ogw'edda ye muli olyomi era Setaani n'amusibira emyaka 10.
Yes, he was with
me. Praise Jesus so much.
Okusera ku bikulirwa abiri.
According to Revelation 20
n'olisooka n'olwokubiri
verses 1 and 2
nti yalaba Malaika,
well, he saw an angel and he came from heaven and he held the key of the bottomless pits with a big chain in his hand.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
This
angel is the one we've heard in Revelation 9.
And
his name in Revelation 9:11, tell us his name is Abaddon. And he got and captured the serpents, the olden serpents, the dragon,
Satan,
the devil, and this deceived the entire world and bound him for 1,000 years. Those 1,000 years are mystical years.
Yes, he was with
praise you. Jesus
amen.
So much. And we told you in our third part, or in the third way, in which we see Satan and his fallen angels, we
shall
see them after 1,000 years, which are mystical.
Satan, yes,
Satan will be released from the bottomless pits. Go gather those from the four corners of the world. Gog and Magog.
Fight
the Lord on his second coming.
Yes, he was
with praise you. Jesus
amen.
For
much.
And those years are mystical. When we count as it is today, those years have already passed. Is it not that?
We are so far
in 2017, 2018 years so far.
Yes, he was with
praise
you.
Jesus so much. As he told us in the second Peter, chapter 3, verses 8 and 10, that before God, 1,000 years are like one day.
And
one day like 1,000 years. Now the calculation is there.
It may be
2,000 plus years.
If you are
to count that on the other day,
that's why
we say the years they imprisoned even a mystical
year.
But those secrets here, we don't retain any secret. Who tells you that in full knowledge there is a secret which remains? We don't remain with the secret. There is no secret. We are in the new generation with the full knowledge of God together with His glory. We don't retain any secret. Bring it out and you two see it's the exact. There are 1,000 years. There is like 1 year. And 1 day is like 1,000 years. What we do, we join the 1,000. 1,000 and 1,000, we get 2,000.
And
we join the two. Like 2,200 years.
But
they count them in the 300. There are a few years they add on the 2,000.
We have
to count that ahead. A number of them ever since Satan was in prison.
Are
more than a thousand of the flesh we count. But those years are mystical.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We shall see that in the name of Jesus.
So in
the era Satan was imprisoned,
till
the angels they captured and bound them,
the
fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. According to what we read in Revelations, Jude 1:6.
Ne bamalayika abataakoma bukulu bwabwe bo, naye ne baleka ekifo kyabwe bo bennyini, abakuumira mu nkyekere ez'ennaku zonna wansi w'ekizikiza olw'omusango gw'oku lunaku olukulu.
Nti ne bamalayika abataakoma bitiibwa
byabwe
okuva lwe baabagoba mu ggulu.
Mu kubikulirwa
essuula eri gye twasomye
12:7
unto
12. So Satan and his angels, they were chased from heaven, and they never appeared their place. According to Apostle Jude, what he explains,
of
what was written about him by the Spirit of God. Explained in Jude
1:6.
Angels would never kept their positions.
They
chains of darkness down,
reaching
the day of judgment.
So they
imprisoned many other angels.
And
the question is,
Satan
is the one living in hell, the bottomless
pit,
the prison of God.
If
he turned against these fallen angels and imprisoned them, we believe one.
There
are angels who work in the bottomless pit, the angels of the chains,
those
led by Angel Abaddon.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus so much. The ones who captured the fallen angels, and they bound them with Satan,
the
number which was big indeed,
which
is close to 16 trillion.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And they bound them with the bottomless pits. This wouldn't have been there, and the Holy Spirit wouldn't have witnessed.
Witness
like in Jude 1:6.
Truly,
those angels were imprisoned.
If
they had not been chased from heaven,
but
the movement proved the prophecy,
first
showed in Isaiah 14, verses 9.
He
told Satan, you'll be imprisoned in the bottomless pit at the utmost end of it. In the time he'll be chased from heaven.
In
that time, many other fallen angels were captured.
The
Holy Spirit moved on to bring more witnesses. In the 2 Peter, chapter 2, verses 4, the Holy Spirit,
through
Apostle Peter, moved on to explain. During that time, Satan wasn't bound alone.
He was
bound with some of the armies of the fallen angels.
2 Peter 2:4.
In the darkness, in the pits of hell. The pits of hell.
They put him with a
group of fallen angels there. Now
you will
be there and you begin to
claim.
You know people who go under the ocean.
Satan
warns them, they have gone to hell and is the one leading there. When he passes through Jezebel,
the
first fallen angel to fall and join on him. Gave authority to lead others, those who remain when they are not bound. But I prove Satan has never led in hell the bottomless pit, the prison of God. Praise Jesus so much. But let's repeat this verse in Peter.
Peter, ekyokubiri, esule yokubiri, n'olunyorokona.
2 Peter chapter 2, verses 4.
Kubanga Katonda teyasonyiwa bamalayika bwe bayonoona, naye n'abasuula mu lukonko n'abawaayo eri obunnya obw'ekizikiza okubakuumira omusango.
Yes, you was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. That's why they are in the bottomless pits. They are bound by the armies of angel Abaddon. Angels of the chains. Satan is not the one in charge of hell.
But
angel Abaddon himself. Now, if you begin to claim on this world,
and you are deceived
that Satan is the one leading in the pits of hell, and the prison of God, bring you on a very serious problem. You will fall there, you will find him too there. You will see of the fallen angels in prison there.
You
will see rebellious people of different generations, and they are in a different torment down there.
So,
be careful in that world, never to rebel against God when you still have time on this world. Overlining yourself, you know, Apostle Paul, Apostle Peter, he spoke of the bottomless pits. People have been falling there from the olden generations. According to 1 Peter chapter 3.
Peter ekisoka, esule yokusatu, n'olunyiriri lw'ekuminomusanvu.
1 Peter chapter 3 from verse 17.
Kubanga kye kisinga obulungi, Katonda bw'ayagala mu kwagala kwe. Mukubonyaabonyesebwa nga mukola obulungi okusinga nga mukola obubi. 18. Kubanga era ne Kristo yabonyaabonyesebwa olw'ebibi omulundi gumu, omutuukirivu olw'abatali batuukirivu, atuleeta eri Katonda bwe yattibwa omubiri naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo. 19. Era gwe yagenderamu n'abuulira emyoyo ekiri mu kkomera. 20. Edda abataagonda okugumiikiriza kwa Katonda bwe kwali nga kulindirira mu nnaku za Nuuwa, eryato bwe lyali likyasibibwa, amazzi mwe gaalokolera abantu si bangi, gy'emyoyo 8.
Yes, yebazibwenyo.
Amen.
Look
at the First Peter chapter 3.
Kuva ku nyolo 17. Paka olwa 20.
And verse 20.
Lulaga nti Mukama waffe Yesu,
the Lord Jesus,
yagendera mu mwoyo.
He went in the spirit. And he went in the prison. The prison is in the bottomless pit. That is hell. And he preached the spirits of the era of Noah. Those who had fallen there from those eras. Remember, after Jesus came out of hell, the bottomless pit, it's the time he ascended in the kingdom of heaven.
Instead
of was just from heaven, and they began to hunt and look for
the
portion of the number of the fallen angels, imprison them in the bottomless pit together with Satan himself.
So we get it,
be careful over that word. They shouldn't confuse you.
Satan
is in charge of hell. The problem which was, which we can move on to solve,
that
hell was created for Satan and his fallen angels from the beginning. We human beings, we are not meant to be in hell. But Satan tried. Make us rebel and that we get first before him there. You know that those who went first before him,
yes, he was in
praise Jesus. Imagine those of the era of Noah. According to how Jesus explained that this hell, it's God created it, and it's his prison, and created it for Satan and his fallen angels. But Satan, through deceiving the world, You went on proving them in the deception till you have thrown them there. Which in this generation we fight on ourselves to see that we don't fall in the bottomless pit. Let's read
Matthew 25:41. Ogwatekero tekero sitani neba malaika be.
Yes, he was with you.
Amen. Jesus so much. You know that journey is long. You fall in hell. In the bottomless pit. The prison of God. Even the lake of fire you can't escape it. All those God had prepared for Satan and his fallen angels. The fallen angels. We need to correct some words in the Bible. Satan and his angels. Did he create any angels?
We speak
Satan and his fallen angels.
Lord,
that word of the fallen, it was removed. But they were spoken of much above.
Yes, we have a
praise Jesus.
Amen.
So
Satan has the section which Jesus warns us in the book of Isaiah. And he says,
People deceive them that made a covenant
with death and hell. Yet it's not right.
You
know, when you go under the ocean, Jezebel appears like Satan. And he
gets
his torments of his hell. And he proves you this is the hell right here. You see, I am Satan, I am in charge and living here. And get some of his fallen angels. His demons tormenting those who have fallen there. And others appear, the ones who have fallen in hell. And they make you visit the hell which is not right. And they show you the one in charge of it. They know their master Satan.
Some
of the fallen angels were imprisoned.
Jezebel
knows it.
What
they had been just given him.
The
way was given for the master of his was imprisoned.
Why
are we confused here?
Let's read in Isaiah 28:14. You hear what is?
These days he calls people.
He passes
through Jezebel and his fallen angels. Under the ocean and under the bunkers underground. And they pass through the tunnels.
And we take you
in hell. And they move you. And they reach there and they fix their hell.
Now the problem is, those who have gotten corrupted, they go under the ocean. They make it with who? Jezebel, the ambassador of Lucifer, the fallen angels. You are not going to die.
You are going to live.
Those
on the world, let's kill them, the insects.
Useless people.
And they
call
them, they have made a covenant with death and hell.
Umbe bali wansi munyanje ne wansi muzibanka.
Yes, yeah, under the ocean and under the bankers.
Je bakoze okugeta no bulimbo
obugundu. They have faked and made all that deception.
Uvura banga mu Isaiah 29.
That's why in Isaiah 29.
Verse 15. Paka 16. Eyo wansi je basenyo bafulini angel wana wabaitwa ba alien.
Under where they have gone the fallen angels called the aliens.
Muzibanka ze.
In the bankers.
Je bavunikira dale ebintu.
They turn things upside down.
Nibakugeta kyene taliyo.
And they speak a hell week is not there.
Katusomee mu Isaiah 29:15.
Read Isaiah 29:15.
Isaiah 29:15 olinyiro 15.
Isaiah 29:15.
Zibasanza abo abakenye wansi okukweka mukama okutesa kwabwe. N'emirimu gyabwe girimu kizikisa. Nebogera ati ani atulaba era ani atumanyi. 16. Mubunikira ddala ebintu. Omubumbi bali mwenkanye ebbumba. Ekintu ekikolebwa n'okwogera ne kyogera ku oyo yakikola nti teyankola.
Kakati bamalayika abo abaagwa.
Now the fallen angels.
Nga bakulembeddwa mu Jezebeli.
By Jezebel.
Basinziireyo mu bunnya obutako mu zibankazi
wansi. In the underground bankers.
Wango okusinziira mu Isaiah 29:15.
Isaiah 29:15. 16.
Agamba nti bakkira ddala nnyo wansi.
They go deep down.
Basima wansi mu ttaka nga bakkirira wansi.
Down in the ground going deeper.
Ebakola zibankazi eyo.
And they make bankers under the ground.
Eyo gye basinziira okuvuunika ebintu.
That's where they best to turn things upside down.
Kubanga badira ekyandibadde geyene ntuufu.
Get what would have been the rightful hell.
Obunnya obutakoma.
The bottomless pit.
Ekomera lya Katonda.
Prison of God.
Nebakivuunika nebateekawo ekyabwe.
Turn upside down, they put their own thing.
Nebakukolerayo empya.
And they make for you a new hell.
Na Jezebeli atudde nga Lucifer mu ntebe nga bwe yagimukwasa.
Like Lucifer, like he gave them the throne.
N'alina okutabo gw'ebibonyo.
They have a book of the punishments.
Kakati.
Now,
abamu kuba malaika abaagwa.
Some of the fallen angels.
Nabibaga bibonereza.
And the ones given our punishments.
Nebateeka oba malaika abaali abaagwa.
They put other fallen angels.
Nabibakubibwa.
And they are being beaten.
Nebakugeta message n'okoma
wewe. And they make a message you come back on the world.
Nebanga bavuunise buli kimu.
And they have turned upside down everything.
Wewe oje n'okusoma amakitani yakulira geyena.
That is the one living in hell.
Kumbe bakuteye wansi mu kibanga.
Yet they take you under the bankers.
Eyo gye basimye mu underground.
Where they have dug underground.
Ezigenda zikuka mu kunyanja.
Those which move on to channel and to the ocean.
Eyo gye bakoze amatwale amanene wansi
kunyanja. Where they made big territories under the ocean.
Okusingira ddala mu Atlantic Ocean.
Mostly in the Atlantic Ocean.
Mu Bermuda Triangle.
In the Bermuda Triangle.
Okuliraana America.
Which is near to America.
Era nga bwatulabula mu Ezekiel 27.
And like we want this in Ezekiel 27.
Naye nga tugenza ku details bannange.
We want the details down.
Kulira bashamali efuse detailo kale katusomeyo mu Ezekiel.
Let's read Ezekiel.
N'ekyo ekyobulimba nakyo tukiggyawo. 27 n'olusooka paka olwokutaano.
Ezekiel 27 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Ezekiel 27 from verse 1.
Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijjira nate nga kyogera nti, naawe omwana w'omuntu tanula okungubagira Ttuulo. Ogambe Ttuulo nti ayi gwe atuula awayigirirwa mu nnyanja. Omusubuzo w'amawanga eri ebizinga bingi. Bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti ggwe, ayi Ttuulo, oyogedde nti nze natuukirira mu bulungi. Olwokuna, ensalo zo ziri mu mutima gw'ennyanja. Abazimbi bo batuukiriza obulungi bwo.
Era bazimbi wansi mu nnyanja.
They are built under the ocean.
Ate basinze nnyo concentratinga ku Bermuda Triangle.
They are majorly concentrated at the Bermuda Triangle.
Awo ku Atlantic Ocean.
They are at the Atlantic Ocean.
Okuliraana America.
Which is near to America.
Bazimbeyo ne bakolayo agafuufu.
They have built there and made places there.
Ne bagetageta eggulu ne bakutwala mu ggulu eritaliyo.
Heaven, they take you to a heaven which is not there.
Balirimu obuyumba bw'enkoko.
And there are chicken structures in it.
Nyumba ebibibi zibatannaba kumala.
Structures they have not yet completed.
Ezimezeemu omuddo.
In them have grown grass.
Abavuunika ebintu.
And they turn things upside down.
Okubijja ku mazima ga Katonda.
Ship them from the truth of God.
Ezekiel 27:5 olinyo lw'okutaano.
Ezekiel 27:5.
Embaawo ezo zonna baazijja mu mberozi ekiva ku Seniri. Bajja emivule ku Lebanoni okukolera omulongooti.
Bonna ye baakola n'omulongooti ogwo.
They even made that aerial.
Awo ku Atlantic Ocean yaabwe.
The mess which is upon the Atlantic Ocean.
Mu kifo ekimanyiddwa nga Bermuda Triangle.
The place known as the Atlantic Bermuda Triangle.
Ekisika buli ekigezaako okuyitawo.
That mess which captures every fleet passing.
Era nno gye basinziira okuvuunika ebintu.
That's where they best to turned upside down everything.
Turned
the hell preached so far is not the one.
Jezebel
appears like Satan.
That's
the one living in hell.
The Christian
was in prison.
Probably
spit the real hell.
In
the prison of God.
And
the angel of Abaddon.
The
group of angels of
God.
They are the ones who captured him.
What they do,
they fake a
Jezebel.
Jezebel.
And
these foreign angels remain. In the bankers they are
built.
And they dig down deep.
God told us in
Isaiah 29:15-16. And they connect right to the ocean. Tunnels which connect to the ocean.
Move through there, taking the heavens, yet they reach the ocean.
And they bring you to the tunnels. And they
are
met hell in their bankers, their own hell. And they con the world and they change everything. Now the kings of the world and the rulers, most of them that take their I think you see hell, our master is in charge of it.
He's
the one who leads death and hell. Now you make a covenant with
him.
I'm going to remain alive. No one will trouble you.
Understood
the problem which is these nations of the whites,
they
are those who know they are not going to die. Because they agreed to Satan who lives it.
The
other is falsehood.
The
other problem they did.
What he
wants us in Romans 8. 29-40. That they will create new creations.
Now
the problem which has been.
Bill Clinton has died.
Let's say that Bill Clinton has died. They take away his body. And they make
surgery
of another body. The exact body. And the fallen angel comes with the body and they say, did that Bill Clinton is alive, he's come back.
Make
covenants with us.
America,
America, they are deep in defense. England,
Russia.
Even China's have gone into that. Most of them have lived in them long. Mostly the Asian countries. Those the ones who came back always. The Buddhas.
They're
the ones who say they can go and awake the dead and they move alive.
So what we food your mania?
Well, there's still a stubbornness there.
Hey, to come and get a
Abaddon. But we wind up to see of the angels of Abaddon.
Never Malaika
Babaddon and these angels of chains. How they captured Satan.
Never Malaika Babaddon
and his fallen angels.
Abamukwabo.
Some of those.
Never see one of
them in the bottomless pits.
The
prison of God. And hell. We end saying that you expect every falsehood here which has been spoken of about hell and it's the prison of God, the bottomless pit. Satan is the one leading
in
hell. Demons are the ones giving punishment there. That word has been wiped out
on
people to take away that falsehood. For he told them that which be like falsehood their way. Time when is passed through the rod of righteousness, which measures. And now the covenant they had made. Now they have been proven they made things which are false.
munange bangi baguddeyo mugeyena ne kati
they have fallen in hell even now
naye ng'obulimba baba bagamba bakoze endagaano
n'okufa
tebajja kufa
they will not die
bagenda kyusa bukyusa
ansi just change the land they are into
babuuza bafallen angels ne babagamba
they asked the fallen angels they told them
bano abamanyiddwa ng'obusajja
these who are known as the men
waliyo obulamu n'okufa
is there life after death
ne bugamba
and they say
teri kufa
there is no death
Irebe babagamba kubula bagamba the so called life
and they told them obuiti obulamu
kibulege bulamba
isa life buiti obuiti by so called
babagamba sibanye che chiti obulamu chiita transitions
what's called life it passes transitions
kuga uva mu kuchikura
you shift from one dream to another life
inzo kudange chinyo
you can come back like a bird
naye katusome tukatusema yo wetu
but let's end like this
Tuzeye mu Isaya 29.
Going back in Isaiah 29.
Isaya 29.
Isaiah 28 verse 15.
Ntikubanga mwogedde tulaganye endagaano n'okufa. Era tutabaganye n'amagombe. Ekibonyobonyo ekyanjala bukiriyitamu tekiri tutuukako. Kubanga tufudde ebyobulimba ekiddukiro kyaffe. Era twekwese wansi w'obukuusa.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus.
Umanyiwe kugenda ne bafule byobulimba byonna.
You know to go turn all the falsehoods.
Mbobadukide yo bawona okufana amagoro.
They have run there to be saved from death and hell.
Jukira bano be ba malaika Abaddon.
Remember these are the angels Abaddon.
Ngabo tusoma mu kubikulule sura yo mukaka.
Like we read Revelation chapter 6.
Odoro musabulo bo munana.
Verse 7 and 8.
Bible yogira bweti ku malaika okufana amagoro.
Bible speaks this on the angel of death and hell.
Kubikura esula iyo mukaga no linyoro musanvu
Revelation 6 from verse 7
Boyabembula kabonero akokuna nempulya edobozi eliye kiramu ekyokuna ngachogera nti jangu rumunana nendaba edalaba imbalance eya chevu ne yali atuddeko elinyalye kufa ne magombe nagenda naye
olide kiriwo
you hear what is
malaika kenyini Abaddon
the angel himself Abaddon
ni malaika huo kufa
the angel of death
ni omanye ba yeye kulwa mwe linyalie magombe yakola
is the one whom they named after hell where he works
yava itwa magombe ne kufa
that's why it's called death and hell
kakati mugende no mwasimo mozibanga
when you go under the ground in the bank
mwasimo nyanya
under the ocean
Jezebel nga yetuza mutebe ya Lucifer
Jezebel sits in the throne of Lucifer
ngabo yamwo boye
as a given authority
nabagamba nze kuliko kufana
I am the one who is in charge of death and hell
ulino kulagana na
we have to covenant with me
tamugenda kulaba kufa
I'm not going to test of death
na magombe
and hell
atendo uzura bali bemonya abonya baga
okusikiriza as I torment they refuse to believe me
akuraga side endalanga bali nabe bakuba
another side they are beating others
kumbe boba malaika abagwa benyeni
yet the fallen
they have zimwe bibinje
they have made groupings among themselves
muzibanka
in the banka
ni wansi munyanya
under the ocean even
bakura mwe bibinje byabo bajyo kukuba chihuru
ko of course they beat
nabakuba
and those who beat
ati yeje zebeli nga wabikure kitabo cheyebonyo
obonyo opens the book of punishment
oyo mumukwe wembo
that one beat them like this
ati obulimbo
now all soul is much there
ninga jukira kati abantu bagwa kukizibu
remember people fall on a problem
obunya kuruva mu bibi otegere mitawane giri wansi
wendo out of the bodies when you realize troubles under the sun
kubanga obulimbo obujuru kukabona
that falsehood is annulled
buri chonna che bakulibira wase munyanyi
they received you from under the ocean
nemuzi bankers
and from the underground bankers
nemubwengura mba masaza waliyezi
place in the principalities
ne bakutwale bakugete guru
and they take the thick heaven your way
bona abadali batukuvu nyo bagenda
that don't want not so righteous they to reach heaven
muganda wange runa kuruona mba mu
radio take you'll get from the body when you
under adika kati kine chibonyo bonye chanja
now this overwhelming call
sho mulembo mpyo kulino kumanya katondo okujuje
generation with a full knowledge of God
that yita
when it passes through
even nabi mazo okujuluka
all those have been annulled
langa yogiranga aga
he speaks and he says
Isaiah esura yabiri munana no lunyinyirwa 16
Isaiah 28:16
mukama katonda chava yogira ntiraba Nteeka mu Sayuni ejinja okuba omusingi ejinja eryakebebwa ejinja eryokunsonda eryomwendo omungi erinywesebwa ennyo wansi akkiriza talyanguyiriza 17 era ndifuula omusango okuba omugwa ogugera n'obutuukirivu okuba omugwa ogutereeza n'omuzira gulyerera ddala ekiddukiro eky'obulimba n'amazzi gali anjala mu kifo eky'okwekwekamu. 18 n'endagaano gye mwalagaana n'okufa erijjulukuka so n'okutabagana kwammwe ku mwatabagana n'amagombe tekulinywera.
Akati kunanywera kutya bani?
Now how will it stand?
Wakati bitegeerekese.
But now they have been known.
Satan is akulira amagombe.
Satan is not the one leading in hell.
Era si akuliramu ebigambo by'okwakula emibiri.
Leading the word of unclothing the body.
Okuggya emyoyo mu mubiri.
To take out spirits from the body.
Ekiyitibwa okufa.
That is called death.
Wabula ye ali mu kiri eky'okubba okutta n'okuzikiriza.
He is in the art of stealing, killing and destroying.
Okutta emyoyo.
To kill the spirits.
Okugisuuzisa mu geyena.
Make them fall in hell.
Obuna ennyanja y'omuliro.
Together with the lake of fire.
Naye nabagamba nti kati byonna bimaze okutulukuka.
They have said all have been annulled.
Yabadde alimba abantu nti yakulira geyena.
These people that is the one living in hell.
Obunyi obutakoma.
The bottomless pit.
Ekkomera lya Katonda.
The prison of God.
Toyinza kuddira mu bbi.
You can't get a thief.
N'omuwa ekkomera alikulire.
And you give him to lead a prison. It is hard.
But this is true. Don't you omubbi Satan?
I don't expect the thief Satan.
Yamara nakwata ba malaika be nabasiba.
After captured his angels and bound them.
Abalango omubbi.
And he accuses them of being thieves. It is impossible.
So ebyo no byaliwo.
That's what happens.
Yes, he was
doing. Praise Jesus so much.
Eranga mukama wafu tusubira ekintu kyemu.
And we expect the Lord one thing.
Basinziire eyo muzi baka
they are in the underground bunkers.
Kekiseera bawoggane kubembeereeta buse.
The time they weep for the situation is turned against them.
Yabagamba musule ya 29.
Told them in the verse 29.
Onyorokona.
Isaiah sura ya 29 n'olinyorokona.
Isaiah 29 verse 4.
Era olikakanyazibwa. Era oliogera nti era oliogera ng'oyima mu ttaka. N'ebigambo byo biriba wansi nga biyima mu nfuufu. N'eddoboozi lyo liriba ng'eri oyo aliko omuzimu. Era oliyima mu ttaka n'ebigambo byo biryogerwa kyama nga biyima mu nfuufu.
Bali eyo mwansi mu underground.
Yeah, in the underground.
Muzibankazi eyo.
From the bankers.
Naye abagambye eyo wansi gye beekwese ne bakola obulimba bungi.
Them where they have hidden and done much falsehood.
Ne baagala okwegamba oku. Ne bagunja obulimba.
And they invent falsehood.
Era ne bavuunika ebintu.
And they turn things upside down.
Ekiseera kituuse basiŋŋaana emitawaana
nabo. Time has reached them to meet troubles.
Nga bwe gyatuuka ku sitaani bamalayika abaagwa
abaasigala. And the angels who were bound.
Ne kankano Jezebel ne bamalayika baabagwa abaasigalawo.
Jezebel and his angels will reign.
Obudde bumaze okukya.
Time is dawned on them.
Mukama waffe Yesu anaatera okujja.
Jesus is about to come back.
Kyava asazeewo okubikula ebyama byonna.
That's why he decided to reveal these secrets.
Ebyali byakwekebwa.
Those which had been hidden.
Era ebyali bitamanyiddwa.
Those which are not known.
Bireetebwe mu musana.
To be brought out in the light.
Ayita mu lugendo olwo olw'eggulu.
He passed through the journey of heaven.
Akuleeta ekitabo ky'okujjukiza.
To bring the book of remembrance.
Omulembe omupya.
In the new generation.
Tulina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
With the full knowledge of God.
Tujja kudda ku mulundi guli.
We shall come back the other time.
Tulabe ensonga.
And we see the reason.
Lwaki Jezebel.
Why Jezebel?
Malaika yasoko kugwa na igata ku sitani.
Has fallen angels to fall and join Satan.
Ne ba malaika abagwa abana basigala.
Has fallen angels, why they remain?
Olw'okusaba challenge.
So asking because of the challenge they asked.
Omanyi sitani baali bamuwangudde mu ggulu.
No, Satan had been won in heaven.
Yagamba.
He said.
Sikiriza kunyongera yo challenge.
I have not admitted. I add me another challenge.
Yesu ngolwaki ba malaika bonna abagwa tebaabasiba ku lunaku.
That's why not all fallen angels were found that day. Jezebel.
Malaika yasooka kugwa n'egatta ku sitaani.
The first fallen angel to fall and join on Satan.
Ne ba malaika abaala abagwa.
And the other fallen angels.
Ye Yesu ngolwaki baasigala.
That's the reason why they remained.
Era gye tujja okunyonnyoka nga tumazuka nga tuzize ku mulundi.
You'll get explained when you get back the other time.
Mu kitabo kino ekya Luka.
You know in the book of Luke.
Kama afi yagamba abayigiriza.
Our Lord told the disciples.
Nne kibaddewo kibaddewo ekiti.
That what's happened is this.
Satan asabye challenge
okubawa. Satan has asked the challenge to sift you.
Challenge si bwe yagisaba.
He asked the challenge.
Nanga kati ebyomuggulu biganye naye.
The things of heaven are filled but.
Njagala nkakasa nti ab'okumisi nsobola okubawangulirayo.
I want to prove those of the world I can take them away from you.
Ena mgambo munabibo kusiba bosti kujja.
Say the prophecy of through you I don't withdraw it.
Kandekemu assistant wokale.
Let me leave your assistant okay.
Mongezeko mulabe.
You test on try on me and see.
Na bayigirizwa abantu
tulabe. Even my disciples and we see. That's what we shall see the other day. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.